from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Specs in Dallas, 9500 North Central Expressway. They have opened the doors. We are open for business. If you're curious, yes, it used to be a Toys R Us a long time ago, but we are here at Specs. And Mike, I know there are, we're going to talk about Zeke in just a second. By the way, let me throw this question out and then I'll pivot to you real quick. We get info from a lot of people, or we get feedback from a lot of people that they still believe in Zeke. If that's the case, I want to know why, and do you think he gets too much unfair hate? Now, while folks answer that question, Twitch, YouTube, 877-881-1053 in the Frankel and Frankel text line, there's so many choices here from an alcohol perspective.
Yes.
But tell everybody what has now captured your imagination at the Specs.
Specs has a deli. They have like a whole restaurant here.
Yeah, come have lunch today, man.
They have hot sandwiches. They have comfort foods. They have cool sandwiches.
I'm getting
a buffalo. They have burgers. They have mini corn dogs, like this and that. They have chili cheese fries. I had no clue Specs had a whole somewhat restaurant to it.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, well, you know, you're hosting a party, Mike. You're going to have a party, and you want to have a cheese board or something like that. You want to have some salami, some hard salami or something. They got all that taken care of. Gigantic bottles of Cholula, whatever you're looking for, man. You got your whole party
board
right here. Yeah, a charcuterie board, like you said, Kevin. You've always known how to say that word.
That's true.
And so they got everything here. But, yeah, the sandwich place inside, that's why I said on the ad, I was like, get here and have a sandwich today.
Have lunch here.
Lunch here and get you some bottles.
Yeah. And by the way, you commanded the start of this show amazingly. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, thank you.
The command you came with, you made sure we weren't interrupting. I can tell. You're like, I got to keep talking fast.
Thank you very much.
There's no one.
These guys
you
will
can see why that would be necessary,
these guys
right?
will interrupt me, and then we'll go off the rails, and it'll just be wild, and we won't be able to get back on the rails. Yeah. It'll be weird.
You ready for the Zeke freak conversation?
I'm ready for it, and I want to start with this text that we got from the 972. And this was yesterday, and this is what kind of spawned this conversation. What stats would Zeke need to reach for y'all to eat your receipts?
Okay.
And then they added on, using Zeke's stats in New England is a bad take, and which is a fascinating thing to write to me. And then even Pollard with the same Cowboys line wasn't the answer everybody was looking for. Feed Zeke. And then we get this from the and then we get this from the 817. Zeke is so back. Top five in rushing yards this year. The hate train at the Fan is crazy. And then
this is from all different numbers.
Yes, these are all different numbers.
Okay.
From the 682, Zeke is going to average 87 yards a game this year. Sean, just accept it, hater.
Sean.
So
because of crosstalk.
Yeah. Okay. So what you see there is not only the people that believe in Zeke, and that's fine. I just want to know more about like what got you there, but also people are saying, using the word hater pretty liberally, I think, when we were just like, hey, he's the Zeke and the Cowboys running back room is last on Pro Football Focus, last on ESPN. We didn't make those lists. We're just telling you they exist out in the world. Do you think Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys running back room have gotten undue hate? And then I want to start with that with y'all. And then for the people listening, do you believe in Zeke? If so, why?
Well, I think they're believing in Zeke because it's, I know this is baseball, hope springs eternal. It's the hope that we do have the best team in the NFL, the best running game. There's history, obviously, with Tony Dorsett and Emmett Smith. And you have great years from DeMarco Murray and Marion Barber. This is a great history of running backs, too, that were outstanding.
Yes.
Top 10 in the history of the sport. And then you have all these other guys that would have great seasons, Ezekiel Elliott being one of them, or a time in place in their career where they were arguably the best, like DeMarco Murray, Ezekiel Elliott, Marion Barber, maybe not the best, but definitely a top five running back for a small amount of time in recent Cowboys history. So I just think that it's the hope of a new season. There's no reality. Like, I'll give an example in the sport that I cover the most. If for some reason the Texas Rangers picked up in the offseason Rizzo, reality is Rizzo's done.
Yeah.
His career's up. Was he great? Did he win
a
championship?
Name,
And is he a big name? He'll get some Hall of Fame votes. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame, but he'll get some Hall of Fame votes. That sounds very Ezekiel Elliott-like to me. So if I came out and said, man, the Rangers got Rizzo at first base, that's 30 home runs, that's 100 RBIs, that's a close to a 400 on base percentage. Like, what year are you living in? And I'd be like, I'm living in 2018. And I feel like that's the year these people are living in, but it's fine. It's just the hope of a new season that everything's going to be perfect.
12 running backs had 1,000 yards last year, Kevin.
Okay.
Tony Pollard was one of them.
Yes.
And Ezekiel Elliott isn't in the top 20. He was 26th in rushing yards last year. The elite of the elite running backs, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Kyrion Williams, those guys – or Kyron Williams.
Yeah, he is really good.
Those guys are at over 1,100 yards. Those guys are going to – I mean, McCaffrey had 1,459 yards last year, in addition to 14 touchdowns. Zeke, at one time, was that guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy that – I mean, and yes, they had the best offensive line. They had all the things. He had a burst. He could get through the line. He was fast once he got past it. And all those things existed at that time. Right now – because of the toll that his body took, not only in college, but also in the his first few years with the Cowboys.
When he was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was amazing. And you know what? I'd love to see. I think he can do that in a game.
Yeah.
I think he can have an opponent that is the right matchup for him, that in a game, he can be that beast that you're like, man, he just ran for 150 yards and a couple touchdowns today. I think he can do that. He hasn't run for 100 yards in almost 2.5 seasons. So that's one of the factors. Now, the hate part of it, I do think there's an unreasonable amount of hate that's aimed at him, because the dude really does, he's a relatively good teammate. He and Dak get along really well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And he works pretty hard whenever we see him out there, and he's a good motivator. He knows what football's about. So I like a lot of the intangible qualities about having him as a teammate, but having him as a lead back is whenever I think everybody's like, well, hold on. Now, is he being paid like the lead back anymore?
That's a complicated question, because I would argue all of the dead money.
But that's where I kind of come to the like, hey man, he's not a lead back anymore, but he is a good contributor to this team. But the team does need a different type of running back that can be a feature for them.
So. Okay, a couple questions about that. Then, do you think it's the team's fault more than anything? Because you said he's not a lead back, but make no mistake, he is the lead back.
He is on this team.
For this team.
Yeah.
But you're right. And then also, you talked about how all of his intangibles, and he gets hate. Do you feel like any of the hate directed at Zeke has been personal, as opposed to, I don't think he has it anymore?
From us?
From us.
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's more of a judgment of there are better options at the position.
Yes.
There are better opportunities out there, and you want more for your team than that.
I can say that I have taken personal shots at him, but I think they're somewhat fair.
Okay.
And sometimes I do it and it is unfair.
I've been guilty of that as well.
I can be a hypocrite and say things like that. But the reason that Ezekiel Elliott's career is where it is and where it's been is because he's a party animal. He did not take care of his body. He lived a lifestyle that shortens your career and shortens your life. I don't know if he's still leading that life exactly that way. It would be hard to believe that he could go that hard at his age and still play in the NFL. But the reason that he hasn't had a Travis Henry-like career is because Derrick Henry. Did I say Travis Henry again?
Did.
Son of a gun, I always do that.
Yeah, he would say he's actually kind of had a Travis Henry-like career.
is that he has done things to his body that crush your career. And it's crushed his career. And I don't know if he still parties that hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, without going into detail, from what we hear, party animal extreme early in his career, and he could get away with it, whether it was at Ohio State or whether it was his first 3 or 4 years in the NFL here with the Cowboys. So is that that's a personal shot. That's not just saying, hey, the way he runs, but the way that his career deteriorated is because of what he was doing off the field.
Now, I'm fascinated by opinions like this from the 619. I don't believe in Zeke, but I'm not sure if he's the worst in the NFL. And that's totally fair, and I think that's a interesting conversation. I feel like we reported on, hey, ESPN says this, Pro Football Focus says this. Like, outside sources that, you know, I know some people are split on Pro Football Focus, but are generally accepted in terms of some of this information. And that's why I don't think it's hate either. But I appreciate this one, too, from the 214. His pass blocking is going to be the best impact. And then switching numbers, it's like Kobe switching from 8 to 24, new era. Well, I hope that happens. But it's kind of like what you were saying with the intangibles. I agree that the pass blocking can be a positive. But when that's the number one attribute of your lead running back, that's not good. And that's on the Cowboys. That's not Zeke's fault for like, hey, would you like to come back to the Cowboys? That's the Cowboys' fault for not like thinking through their personnel in this position in a better way.
Yeah, is he a weapon? And that's what you're on offense. You got to make sure you have all your weapons in place. And I just don't feel like – I feel like his weapon is kind of like a like, – it's a low, blunt, something
shove.
You picked up off a desk or something.
Here's
the
question. From 2016 to 2019, I'll give it. maybe even 2020. 20 became a weird year because of the cramp that Dak had. Is teams would probably have him number one on the list of what do we have to stop to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. And offensively is like, if you slow down Zeke and you make Dak the focus of having to pass the ball, we have a great chance to beat him. That changed in about 2021, I would say. One, Zeke got worse. Two, Dak got better throughout the years, not just randomly got better in 2021. I asked this question to people that think Zeke is a real deal. Do you think the Cleveland Browns, do you play the Saints week two?
I believe so.
I think. I'm not 100%. Do you think the first 2 weeks, do you think the Cleveland Browns have Zeke on the board of stop Zeke first?
No. Absolutely not.
If Zeke gets a hole, we're in trouble. He's about to run for 20 to 30 yards.
Stop CeeDee Lamb. Make Dak uncomfortable in the pocket and stop CeeDee Lamb as the main focus.
Let's not be stupid here. Leody Taveras can have a good game. I'm now not elevating Leody Taveras on my board if I'm Cleveland going, hey, man, you got to watch out for Leody. He hit a home run yesterday. No, like that was somewhat lucky.
Now, Mike, from the 602, Zeke will average about 65 to 80 yards per game. If you think about that, that translates to between 1,100 and 1,360 yards rushing this season. So I'm going to go back to the very text that started it. What stats would Zeke need for y'all to eat your receipts?
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Okay.
Just real quick. When do you think the last time was that he averaged 60 yards per game?
Fourth year.
I'll go 2020. 19.
2020, he averaged 65 yards per game. Since then, it's been no higher than 58.
That's when it changed.
So,
without even looking up the numbers, I knew. That's when the scouting report changed on him.
So I just wanted to add that if you're going to be in the 65 to 80, then something's got to be different. Maybe it's the offensive line in front of him. Maybe he found the fountain of youth.
And that's why I'm going to throw out, he needs to get 1,000 yards rushing this year, with at least a per-carry average of 4.0. And if you think that is not reasonable, I also don't think it's achievable for Zeke, but I think it is reasonable for your lead back. And that's where my issue is. The Cowboys did a fundamentally poor job of addressing this position. And maybe they'll still address it. Obviously, they've been addressing defensive
line. Yeah, they've been addressing all this other stuff.
Yeah,
so.
All training camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.